Right, the Tonight Show is celebrating its 70th anniversary. Johnny Carson was the man for 30 of those years, and there's weeknights on Antenna TV. And Doc Severinsen was leading the band. In 1949, Doc landed a job as a studio musician for NBC, where he accompanied Steve Allen, Eddie Fisher, Dinah Shore, and Kate Smith, and was a member of the original band for The Tonight Show starring Steve Allen, and was a soloist playing the closing theme. Doc left the show with Allen in 1957. The leader of The Tonight Show band, Skitch Henderson, asked him to return as the first chair trumpeter for in 1962 for what had become The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. And 5 years later, he was leading the band. Doc just turned 97, and to talk about that legendary journey is the iconic Doc Severinsen. Doc, welcome in.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here. It's nice to be anywhere. Well, I'm doing pretty well.
You began with NBC really much longer before The Tonight Show. I mean, it was over a decade. It was like 1949. How did the gig come about with NBC that you got your first contract?
Well, let's see. It was the Kate Smith Show, which was one of their staples in the beginning, and she was on five afternoons a week.
Wow.
At 4 o'clock. And so the show had been on a year or so, and they wanted to make a change in the band, and I was invited to come and be the first trumpet player on the show. And so I did it, and it was just the equivalent of doing a local show at that time, because the network really only consisted of the five O&O stations, you know, like, yeah, Chicago, New York, L.A., so on and so forth.
Sure.
And it became apparent that television was really going to be here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started adding stations. I noticed that when Steve Allen came and did The Tonight Show. It was a local show in New York. And they called it something else, probably open house or something. And Steve Allen took over the show, and I can remember as clear as like it was yesterday. Well, welcome to the show tonight, folks. And guess what? We've got station whatever, in Schenectady, New York, is joining the NBC family.
Wow.
And it every night. They added, and I was sitting there in the band watching a network be born.
So you were always there from the beginning, but it was 5 years later. Skitch decided to leave the show. Was there a reason that he decided to step down? Was it enough for him? Did he just do, you know, just exactly what he wanted to do, and he was ready for a change?
He had other things he wanted to do.
Gotcha.
And so he did them, and Johnny, you know, everyone thought I was going to be the heir apparent, and it turned out a wonderful gentleman by the name of Milton Deluck took over the band. And Milton was just a beautiful guy and a damn good musician, and had experience on the Broadway open house. And after about a year of that, I was on a tour with Johnny doing a weekend in Baltimore, and the producer of the show came up to me and said, "Hey, Johnny wants you to come back and take over the show. He misses having you there," and or however he put it.
Yeah.
And I saw was just getting ready to say, "Well, I'm pretty busy. You know, I got a lot of dates." And I said, "Yes, of course I'll be there." And I had no idea what that was going to be like, really.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, too, about that. I'm sure Johnny noticed, you know, that there was some good chemistry between the two of you. Because, I mean, it was so obvious on the show that it's not, you know, for a job like that, it's not just being a great band leader. It's about having...
You got it.
Yeah.
Johnny, one of Johnny's favorite people in show business was Jack Benny. He liked the way Jack Benny did his show, where he had Phil Harris was the band leader. Yeah. You knew he was the band leader. He even had Frankie Remley, the guitar player, as part of the cast of characters.
Yeah.
And, of course, Don Wilson was the announcer. And so Johnny wanted a show where he could have other people and spread it around a little bit and not put so much pressure on himself and wear it out in 5 minutes.
You know? Yeah, yeah. No, totally.
So that was, I never for 1 minute thought, well, you're leading the band for the Tonight Show because Johnny thinks I'm the best leader around. It never occurred to me. I knew why I was there.
You guys had great conversations when he would look to his left and come out of the curtain and just talk to you during the monologue or whatever it was. And by the way, always wanted to see what you were wearing. That was always the highlight. Even as a kid, I was like, what does this man have on today? Because you had some cool stuff, man.
Well, one night I remember, I thought, you know, every night I'm coming out in a wild outfit or something that's supposed to be a little different, and I'm tired of that. Jesus, I can't shop enough. I said, I'm just going to put on a regular suit. So I wore a blue suit and a regular tie. And when the show was over, Johnny walked into his dressing room. And as I'm told by the producer, he said, well, what in the hell was with that blue suit that Doc had on tonight? For God's sakes, what is that? And the next night or the next afternoon when I came to work, the producer said, no more blue suits.
That's great. That's great. When I met you, we were walking through the Carson exhibit, and we had one of your wild outfits in a showcase. And this was fabulous. We walked over to it together, and you looked at it, and you kind of stared at it for a little bit. And you put your hand on your chin, and you just looked at it for really silence for about 2 minutes. And you turned to me, and you said, I wondered where this suit went. which was so much fun. But that was, you know, you had quite a flair for fashion over the years. What a pleasure it has been to hang out with you a little bit. You're a legend, man, and it's a thrill for me.
Well, it's very kind of you to say that, and I appreciate the time, a chance, you know, reminisce a little bit, and of course, at this time of the year, I'm doing a lot of that, and
yeah.
I just got to tell you one final thing, and it's that as I go through life and I'm challenged in some particular way, I always stop and ask myself, usually about a matter of how should I behave about this or that or some other thing. And I think, okay, what would Johnny Carson do in this situation? And I go by that, and it usually turns out to be right.
Wow.
Until the time I had an appointment with the witch doctor, and then it didn't work too well.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. I like that you channeled Johnny for that, though. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And I will never forget exactly where I was and so forth when I heard about that Sunday morning. It was about 7:30 in the morning, and I was taking a shower, and I heard my wife let a yelp out, and I got out of the shower. I said, what the hell's going on? What was that about? She says, well, I don't know how to tell you this, but Johnny just died.
Yeah.
And Jeff Sotsny had called to let her know. And my life changed at that moment. I mean, it was not just something that happened and you get over. I'll always remember that as one of the seminal moments in my life.
I think I felt that emotion and saw it in your face the very next night. I think you were in New York on that Monday, I think, with David Letterman and Tommy Newsom and Ed Shaughnessy, and playing that tribute to Johnny on stage. And I remember how emotional, not only that, it was exhausting watching that show, seeing all of you together doing that for Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, Now Eddie Shaughnessy and Tommy Newsmerker.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me wonder, well, does anybody have any idea when it's my turn?
And, hopefully a long time from now, Doc. Hopefully a long time from now.
It could be. It could be. But I don't think about it how long, but how good is the time going to be in the meantime?
That's right.
Great. And that's about the best any of us can do. And I sure do appreciate a chance to talk to somebody about all of this that we discussed.
Well, it was an honor for me. Thank you. No, thank you for
taking
time.
Thanks a million.
Absolutely. Thank you, Doug.
We'll see you on the scene.